For American retailers, the bad news just kept coming this week. Circuit City joined the growing list of chain stores filing for bankruptcy. Best Buy warned of what it called seismic changes in consumer spending habits. And yesterday, the Commerce Department said retail sales fell at a record 2.8% in October. The downturn is already forcing many stores to mark down what they sell. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
You guys finished there. I want to do a walkthrough outside. All the windows, please.
Okay, Manny.
At Lord & Taylor on Manhattan's Fifth Avenue, workers are getting ready for the holidays, setting up the toy train and the twirling jack-in-the-box in the window display. A lot of shoppers mill around to watch them work. But Roz Falick, who's waiting for a friend outside the store, says the crowds this year are thinner than usual. Falick says she understands why. She's retired and she lost money in the markets recently, so she isn't buying as much this year as she used to.
I might have been a little bit more carefree about it, but now I just don't feel I can afford to be thoughtless about just buying everything and anything I see.
Those are words that send shivers down the spines of big retailers. Big chains like Abercrombie & Fitch, Nordstrom's, and JCPenney have all reported sharply lower profits during the third quarter. Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz says consumers are so loaded down with debt and so worried about the economy that they've sharply cut back on spending.
We're in a crisis of unbelievable proportions, and the consumer is at the center of it.
As a result, he says chains like Linens and Things and Mrs. Fields Cookies have declared bankruptcy, and others like Value City have liquidated.
It's all terrible. We're going to close next year 12, 13,000 stores. We're going to close over 1,000 auto dealerships next year alone.
Even the strongest retail chains are under considerable pressure. This week, the chief financial officer of Macy's, Karen Hoge, told investors this is the most challenging business environment she'd ever seen. Hoge said the company is doing what it can to keep its merchandise moving.
Needless to say, we are taking more markdowns than we had planned to keep our inventory current.
At Lord & Taylor, a lot of items are already discounted. And Ruth and Arno Drucker, who are visiting New York from Baltimore, say they were handed cards good for an additional 15% off any item just for walking in the door.
The coupons for everything, cat and sweaters we were looking at, looks like men's sweaters.
Is it good stuff? I mean, did you find
beautiful stuff? Really fine stuff.
The best bargain in New York.
Retailers are hoping that by offering discounts like these, they can lure customers back into their stores. But with unemployment rising every month and stock prices tanking, discounts alone won't be enough to save the shopping season. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.